Hey lovely, I'm Sierra. Welcome to Intimate Catch-Ups with Sierra Marie. Today I'm sharing with you how to have and enjoy a really awakened life and how to integrate it into your life. Because let's face it, it's one thing to read up about virtual techniques, tantric techniques, improving ourselves sexually, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, etc. But it's another thing to integrate it. So this is your video if you are interested in really bringing a lot of the concepts that you already know into your life and then really embracing an awakened life. So let's dive into this week's episode. If you haven't already, head on over to my last YouTube though, because I do want to share with you, I had an amazing episode last week on my YouTube channel all about using yoni eggs. So the link will be in the comments below and go check that out as well. I have a free masterclass, a free training event coming up, which is hopefully going to be this week, but I've been really sick, cleansing and releasing. So if it's not this week, it's going to be next week, folks. But if you haven't enrolled in that free training, it's going to be incredible. You're going to learn how to succeed through just flow, through pleasure and embracing a life of pleasure. Now it sounds like it's not something that can exist, but here I am, I'm proof. So please click the link in the description box and join me for that. Now for today's episode, number one, the thing that I find trips a lot of people up is that they have like this attachment to outcomes. When it comes to spirituality or sex in the bedroom, we can hold ideas of what we want to happen. Now, excuse me for a minute. I told you I was sick. Sometimes I have like these coughing fits where I just like cough. But it's all part of the cleansing process that I'm going through. So anyway, what we can do is have these ideas about how things should go. Like we learn these new techniques, these tantric techniques, and this is how it should go in the bedroom. Or we learn these new spirituality techniques about how to relate with our lover or with the colleagues at work or whomever. And we have this idea of this is how it has to go. And yes, that is one way to do it, but it's very challenging if we are so plugged into having ideas and outcomes about how things should go. I love reading and I love learning new information, but when I'm implementing it, I always leave the outcome at the door, because what one person has as an outcome for them is completely different for another person, even though they may be implementing the same technique. So number one is leave the outcome at the door, because your transformation is going to look completely different even if you're applying the same technique as somebody else. Number two is to ask for guidance on your path. Now this is really important. Whether you're struggling in the bedroom with your sex life, with your honey, or whether you're struggling in your business, whatever it may be, prayer is an invitation to the universe to come in and to assist you on your journey. So ask for guidance. And the guidance may show up in unexpected ways. You have to remain open. You have to. So ask for guidance through moments of prayer, through 1 minute. It's all it takes is 1 minute of prayer in the morning or evening. And that leads me to number three, is set the intention for the day. If you want to live, if you want to love, if you want to flourish in all directions of your life, you have to set the intention for each day on what you want to like become, what you want to embrace, what you want to embody, and what you want to know. So number two was prayer, and ask for what you want and ask for what answers you want to receive, and be open because they may not always be what you think they will. Number three is set the intention for the day, for the moment, for the call, for the video, for the sex, whatever it may be. Set the intention. Number four, now we're moving on. Number four is to realize that sometimes in life we get plugged and plagued with our stories. We create identities about how things should go, who we need to be, and what needs to happen. And when those stories, when those identities aren't validated, we get really upset. So my next tip, number four, is to just release and let go of your identity. You don't need to be anyone. You don't need to have anything. You can embrace a fluid, light, flowing, loving energy. You can be like a butterfly where you cocoon and you don't know who you're going to become. You don't know what's going to be on this side. So be ready and willing to change. Be ready and willing to leave your identity at the door, because that is so important. And I love talking about identity. And I could talk about it all day. I was going to go on, but I won't. And the last technique for embracing a life of awakening is to embrace your body's awareness. So when I talk about like the mind and about getting caught up in outcomes and identities and stories, that's largely because we are in the mind. So lastly, get into your body, and that'll take you out of your mind. Get into your body through breath, through learning to breathe. And I'm thinking about doing a meditation on this. So if you're interested, let me know. I'd love to share with you some of my favorite meditations to get out of the mind and into the body, and embracing the breath and embracing the senses. So that's one other way of going into the body. So there you have it, lovelies. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Intimate Catch-Ups. It was a little bit different. I kept it broad. It's all about everything in life, really, because you can have awakenings like a sexual awakening, a spiritual awakening. If you haven't already, I did a video on that. You should definitely check that out and watch it. I'll leave that in the comments below as well, so check that video out too. Thank you so much. If you like this episode and you're new to my channel, please like subscribe. I would be honored to share part of this journey with you and just be in your presence through time, through space. As well, if we're not connected on the gram, that's where I hang out. I love Instagram. You can look me up. I am at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Little, L-I-D-D-L-E. Enjoy this day, enjoy the moment, and I'll see you next week with another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups with Sarah Marie. Bye.